Psalm for today is Psalm 123. It has four verses, and we're going to say it together. Let's stand and let's say this psalm together. It's a short one. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. You may be seated. Wow, what a powerful little psalm. And it's a part of a three-part psalm. Psalm 123, 124, and 125 go together. And it's interesting. Jameson Fawcett Brown says Psalm 123 is an earnest and expecting prayer for divine aid in distress. J. Vernon McGee tells us, the pilgrims see the temple, then Mount Zion, and finally they stand in the security of Jerusalem. Psalm 123 has been called the Eye of Hope because the temple comes into view and the children of Israel turn their eyes to God in hope. The temple was a means of approach to God, but the psalmist is making it very clear that God is not confined to a temple. He is not in a box in Jerusalem. The psalmist makes it abundantly clear as he addresses him, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. The pilgrim comes within the sight of the temple, but it causes him to lift his eyes to heaven, knowing that God dwells in the heavens. The children of Israel have been despised by the world, and now they are coming to Jerusalem. They are asking for mercy, knowing they are sinners and in need of God's mercy. They've not come to Jerusalem to pat themselves on the back, but they've come to Jerusalem to obtain the mercy they need from a God who they know can give that mercy to them. Interesting, interesting. Matthew Henry says, God's people find little mercy with men, but this is their comfort, that with the Lord there is mercy. Scorning and contempt have been and are likely to be the lot of God's people in this world. Wow. Is that true? It is. And guess what? It's not just for Jews today. It's for Christians. And it's coming. Look at what our government is doing right here in this country. Kids not being able to say prayers during a commencement speech. My goodness. Having it just declared at the very last minute they could say amen. Lord, Lord, help us. So we're in this lot too. So this psalm is meaningful for us today as our Christian liberties are being attacked and we are being limited in scope to what we can do right here in this country, to say nothing of what's happening in Israel to the Jewish people. It's hard to bear, but the servants of God should not complain if they are treated as his beloved son was. Amen. Let us then, when we are ready to faint under trials, look unto Jesus and by faith and prayer cast ourselves upon the mercy of God. How many of you are glad for the mercy of God? Yeah. How many know that you are, have been a sinner at some time in your life, right? Maybe even this week, maybe even this morning in a wrong attitude or something. Whatever. God will extend mercy to us as we turn our faces to him, as we fix our eyes on him and ask for his forgiveness and ask for that mercy to be plentifully granted to each of us. Amen. Let's stand and let's just say the first verse of this song, psalm as we go into worship. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes,
O thou
that dwellest in the heavens and in us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's worship that precious, precious Savior.